Class.
It's the Bob Almanac, and Jeff is sticking around here just for the heck of it.
They tried to get rid of me.
We begged. We begged and we pleaded. So yesterday, wasn't it Red Fox's birthday yesterday in the Gone
Yes.
Not Forgotten?
Yes.
If I, you know what?
You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy.
So I ran across something here yesterday. I follow on the old Twitter, X as it's now known. It's kind of these retro sites, and they'll post pictures of old things. And they posted a picture from the 1977 JCPenney Christmas catalog. 1977. And in 1977, JCPenney was selling a Red Fox doll for kids. You would pull, it had a string on it, and it would say stuff.
All right.
Red Fox for 8-year-olds.
Needs. Well, that is a gamble.
It was a gamble. It was a little looser time back in 1977.
Evidently.
My question is, why didn't Santa bring that to me? If I would have known there was a Red Fox, there's a Fred Sanford doll out there somewhere. And then
you'd have been all over that.
Better yet, a Grady doll.
Yeah.
So today, Tuesday, December 10th, it is the 345th day of the year. We're going to go to 27 here.
Judd Collins, the goose is hanging high, and the shoats are fat and sassy. Greetings to all of our friends and neighbors, and welcome to another candy pulling in the old Opry House.
Yeah, there he is. That's, what's his face?
George Hay.
George D. Hay.
Wow.
Introducing the Barn Dance as the Grand Ole Opry. That recording there is from 41. But in 1927 this day, George Hay basically coined the phrase Grand Ole Opry, and that was the name of the show. It was the WSM Barn Dance up to that point.
Right. Then they changed
and then,
it.
And
it
became the Grand Ole Opry
That's because
it basically may be an ad lib. Something that he come up, you know, he was in the dressing room putting on his...
You ever been in there, Jeff?
I have.
Yeah.
I've been in there when Grandpa Jones was telling dirty jokes.
Nice.
It was, Grandpa, you
that
don't
was
talk.
A, that did was you ever get to play time. It?
Play with Grandpa?
No, on the stage.
I did. I did four times.
Nice.
1936 here this date.
Is the abdication of Edward VIII, King of England, monarch of the British Empire. Edward, shown here reviewing his troops, culminates a storybook romance with announcement of his intention of giving up the throne to wed Wallace Warfield Simpson, American-born socialite.
Yeah, today is the day that King Edward VIII signs his instrument of abdication. Sounds pretty painful.
It does.
I think that's what you do when you have an appendectomy. You sign
right.
The agreement for abdication. They're going to abdicate my...
Your appendix.
Your appendix, exactly. Yeah. So he's giving up the British throne basically for love. He didn't want to be king.
Hmm.
And then who came in then? Was it King George? Who came in after that? It would have been the king whose mom was Elizabeth, whose child was Elizabeth II, who eventually became queen. So if Edward VIII doesn't step down, doesn't abdicate, we may never get Elizabeth II.
Mm.
Because it would have been in his family then, the next in line.
Would have changed the hierarchy there,
yes,
for sure.
And Wallace Simpson was the person. Was she must have been a great woman.
Must have.
And she was a divorcee, which made it even more
scandalous.
You know, for the English church, very more scandalous there for the Anglicans there in England.
What year was that?
1936.
Okay.
One of the big events of the 20th century. 1946.
The playthings of holiday dreams have certainly changed over the years, but one thing has remained the same for generations. A special toy under the tree on Christmas morning can make a child's wish come true.
Who is that? Do you have a guess, Jeff Dayton? Whose voice is that?
None other than Bob Hope.
It's Bob Hope. Hi, yeah. I'm Bob. I'm Bob Ho Ho Hope for Toys for Tots.
Wow.
And the Toys for Tots campaign was organized this date in 1946. And the Toys for Tots, you know, they almost got to the point where they're like the Kleenex or rollerblades or Velcro, where every toy drive they call it Toys for Tots, right? They'll
right.
say, hey, I got Toys for Tots for you. Well, this is a different drive. This is a different name.
Yep.
This is not Toys for Tots, but it just was very popular and was kind of the first really popular ones like this. And just think of, because they worked, I think, with the Marines, did they not? Yeah. They were always involved in some branch of the military.
Yes.
That would help go out and gather the toys for underprivileged kids. And then, of course, would present those toys to those kids.
Wow.
And just think of all the toys that they probably collected here.
You know, it makes me wonder that, you know, you guys here at the station could have bobbleheads for Bob.
We could have bobbleheads for Bob. Bobbleheads, you know, they kind of, it's a love-hate relationship.
Although you might get some valuable ones in there that you could turn into cash for
kids. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. You can find a Fran Tarkenton one. You never know. But that didn't look like Fran Tarkenton.
No, they seldom one of those. Did those? They look.
Well, this was the one where it kind of looked like a cartoon character, but it had number 10 on. I had it. A little bit of a chip on. I think it was porcelain, in fact. I mean, it was a really nice item, but I wish I still had that.
Yeah.
So in 49.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Iconic.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
So Gene Autry released this.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed
1949.
Yeah. Had a very shiny
and
nose.
And will be for years.
You have to have the album, too.
I have Gene Autry stories.
You would say.
I got to play for him twice. And he was a sweet guy, and he said that he was the grand marshal of the parade for Christmas one year, and all the children were running out towards him, and he just, oh my gosh, he goes, gosh, I'm such a big star, and he realized afterwards they ran past him. It was Santa Claus that was right behind him.
Did you?
And he went home and wrote, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa
nice.
Claus. That's where that was born.
Did you thank him for taking Disco Dan Ford off our hands?
Oh,
as owner of the Angels?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't get to go that deep.
And Carew.
1967. All I'm asking, hey, you respect when I come home. This is Otis Redding.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hey. Hold on. This was his last performance in Cleveland just days before his plane crashed into a lake in Wisconsin. The great Otis Redding sitting at the dock of the bay. And it was his own plane. It was his Beachcraft.
This was the day the plane went down?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was killed in a plane crash in 1967. His band, the Barkays, We're on the band plane as well.
Sad.
Too many plane crashes with stars.
Right.
The list goes on and on and on.
You know, John Hartford pointed out to me that none of the people that we've lost in the industry died on commercial aircraft. It was always private.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not saying anything, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1972.
Gang, my guitar's missing.
You were holding it when the lights went out.
Yeah, I know, but somebody ran into him in the dark, and I thought it was one of you.
It wasn't one of us. It must have been the Phantom.
The Phantom?
This day, Jerry Reed meets up with the Scooby-Doo gang. It's the Scooby-Doo movies featuring Jerry Reed, and we hear him sing Pretty Merry Sunlight.
The guitar man.
He's the guitar man, and he was trying to help a fundraiser for this theater, and there was a guy who didn't want the theater to have funds. They wanted to tear it down and build some, you know, maybe a casino or something, and so they dreamt up this ghost, this phantom, to scare people away so nobody would buy the theater and the guy could get it for cheap. But, of course, he didn't count on Jerry Reed teaming up with Scooby and Shaggy, those meddling kids. Yes, they would have gotten away with it, too. So that was his date in 72, Jerry Reed and Scooby-Doo. How about 78?
From a doomed planet in a distant galaxy to a fantastic underground hideaway, from the fortress of solitude to the bustling city room of the Daily Planet, look up on the screen.
Say it with me, Neil. Messeswalker!
Right.
It was Superman, the movie.
So good, the first one.
Christopher Reeve, Marlon Brando as Jor-El, Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor, Margot Kidder, and then what's his name as Otis? Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty as Otis.
It was a great cast and a great movie.
In 78. Yeah. I saw it in the theater, too, and then talked about it the next day at church.
We saw it in the theater, and then I would see it on a drive-in movie theater. Mm-hmm. They're very nice.
Yeah. 2005.
All I can say, though, is
This man's a genius. Now, who else can take all the forms of comedy, slapstick, satire, mime, and stand-up, and turn it into something that'll offend everyone?
Robin Williams talking about Richard Pryor.
Oh, very nice.
Two great comedians who are no longer with us. Richard Pryor, who had, of course, lots of drug issues, and his heart just gave out on this date. Heart failure at the age of 65. He'd been battling multiple sclerosis as well since the mid-1980s. Richard Pryor. And Robin Williams.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Two greats. There's a Robin Williams documentary that I just watched. I want to say Netflix. It was very good.
Yeah, that's such a thing, you know. And remember Mitch Hedberg from the Twin Cities, great comic, and he said, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. And that's what took him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2005, same day.
In another's eye.
Garth and Trisha got married.
That I can't see.
In Oklahoma. Is it Owasso? It looks like Owasso. Owasso, Oklahoma. Neil, what do you think? Is it Owasso?
I don't know. Yeah.
Sounds kind of funny. Yeah. Give it a shot. Say it for us.
Owasso.
Yeah, good enough.
Call the Hummels.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2005. So a happy anniversary. Almost 20 years, 19 years.
19.
For Garth Brooks and Trish Yearwood. And again, we are doing an Almanac quiz for the Diamond Rio tickets at Mayo Civic Center in Rochester. A listen for your chance here to win. We'll come up with the question.
Down on the Rio Grande.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on Johnny Rodriguez?
I think Johnny was cool, man. Riding my thumb to Mexico.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So he is celebrating here today. He's 73. One of the Partridge Girls.
Danny, if you're trying to get the girls' attention, you're going about it all wrong. Look, pretend I'm Gloria.
Why?
Well, talk to me like you talk to her, and I'll point out your mistakes, okay?
Okay, but you're going to have to turn your back. I always walk up on her from behind.
Why do you do that?
Because if she sees me coming, she runs.
Welcome to my world.
Danny Partridge, along with Lori Partridge. She was Lori Partridge.
Oh, yes.
And then she kind of disappeared. Then she came back on L.A. Law, which was kind of fun.
Right.
Susan Day, who in that era probably didn't have a crush on Susan Day.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. How old was she?
Okay. 72 today.
72.
Are you ready to Wang Chung?
I am.
So the lead singer of Wang Chung, Jack Hughes, 70 today. You know who else is ready to Wang Chung?
You know, I was listening to a rock and roll station on my way over here. You know, it put me in the mood. There was a passage in one of those tribal songs that I feel, is the keynote for this evening. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Frasier Crane. And you know, it's funny because Frasier Crane doesn't seem like somebody who's going to Wang Chung.
No, it was kind of out of his element a little bit, out of his comfort zone.
It was.
But,
so,
you know, bless his heart for bringing it up to the gang there.
So Jack Hughes, he's 70 today, lead singer of Wang Chung. Jeff, have you ever Wang Chunged?
I have in my dreams.
You have. Why wouldn't you? Bobby Flay.
Let's keep it there.
How you doing?
Hi, Bobby.
How's it going? What are you making?
I'm making some ride or die enchiladas just for you, baby.
I don't like the word die in any dish.
Bobby Flay, probably good. Most chefs don't like the word die in dishes that they make. You know, he's a pretty famous celebrity chef. Neil, your thoughts on Bobby Flay, Neil?
Don't know a whole lot about
him.
He's
on the Cooking Channel.
I've heard of him.
He's got a show called Beat.
Does he have the blonde, spiky hair?
Beat Bobby Flay. And I think he became famous and well-known because he was heavily into Chipotle. I think he was one of the guys that started Chipotle and kind of started the whole kind of fast casual, which is not fast food. Chipotle is considered fast casual.
Sure.
Noodles and Company and some of these other ones that are similar to that. That's Bobby Flay, 60.
In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
Remember this song from the mid-1980s?
Yeah.
Paul Hardcastle.
19.
Talking about the Vietnam War.
Always Frank Reynolds. 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
Frank Reynolds immortalized in Paul Hardcastle's 19.
85.
What's that?
Oh, for in 1985 was the song came out, right?
The song came out in 1985.
Yeah, it was
19, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song was 19.
What are we doing? Is that it?
No, it's certainly not.
Welcome to the Party Machine with Nia Peoples.
Party Machine.
Hi, I'm Nia Peoples, and welcome to the Party Machine.
Today? That needs to be the new name of the Bob Morning Show.
Yeah, the Party Machine.
Nia Peoples is 63. And then one more
here. She was on Walker, too.
Here from, yeah, she did some acting as well. She was on Fame. She was actor and singer and dancer
talented.
And do it all of it.
Hi.
You must be Olivia.
Uh-huh. I'm 3 and a half. I'll be 4 next month.
Well, I hope I get to come to the birthday party.
You're invited.
Olivia.
She said that she's 3 and a half and she'll be 4 next month. Technically, that's not 3 and a half.
No.
That's 3 and 11/12.
Correct.
Right? If you do the fractions right. So that's Raven Simone. She was Olivia. Even the Cosby Show had to jump the shark
at some point,
and bring in a little kid to make things cute because Theo was no longer as cute as he once was. And Vanessa had grown up, Neil.
Right.
Your thoughts on Vanessa?
There was some fine qualities
there.
Fine
quality, yeah. Those kids were just fantastic. Of course, we're not going to get into what Bill Cosby ended
But they were must-see TV on those Thursday nights.
Huge ratings. Well, they were there right there with Cheers. They were Wang Chunging with Cheers.
Exactly.
Raven Simone, that's so Raven, 39 today.
Gone but not forgotten today. Let's see, where should we start? The guy had his own decimal system. He had to be somebody. Educator and librarian Melvin Dewey. Did you ever learn the Dewey decimal system?
You didn't really need to learn it. You used it to find books. That's how they would number
the books.
That's
how they did them, yeah.
They would go by categories.
Yep. And he was the guy kind of put out all together. And he was born on this day, 1851. We watched him on television. He's a Hall of Fame newscaster. We heard Frank Reynolds. He's good, but... Is he really any better than Chet Huntley?
I know Chet Huntley.
Right. You're no Chet Huntley.
My father worked with Chet Huntley. You're no Chet Huntley.
1911. Wow.
The kind of hippie living that Mrs. Kasabian talked about has been part of the Berkeley scene for several years. Now the police there are trying to clean out Berkeley's crash pads and particularly to rid the city of the teenagers who flock to them looking for thrills.
Chet Huntley, not much into the hippie scene.
No, he didn't, didn't see much value there.
Rid the city of teenagers.
Right.
Wow.
Make him go away.
Social issues.
Chet Huntley, 1911. We mentioned Bob Hope earlier. Well, Bob Hope and Bing Crosby had a third that starred in movies with them, and the lovely Dorothy L'Amour, flying down to Rio, some of these other ones they did together. Dorothy L'Amour, born on this day, 1914. Dan Blocker, he was Hoss Cartwright on Bonanza.
Mr. Hoss, what happened to little boy? What you doing in Hop Sing kitchen?
I just brung your knife back, Hop Sing.
That's so? The little boy take knife. The big boy take the donut. Bad boy. Very bad boy.
I got some real important things to be doing, Hop Sing. I'll see you.
Do not leave a pile of donuts anywhere near Big Hoss.
They would disappear. Hoss had a big appetite. And he worked hard and ate hard. And I would not want to get in a fist fight with Hoss.
No, he was the muscle.
He was the muscle
of the Cartwrights.
Yes, he was. The middle son, his real name in the show, Eric. Nobody ever called him Eric. They called him Hoss.
Don't dare you.
Dan Blocker, and he died sadly very young during, they were getting ready, I think, for like the 13th season of of Bonanza, and then he died, and it really decimated and would ultimately be the reason the show ended. He was born on this day, 1928. Tommy Kirk was a child actor. I remember him from the movie Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
How about Old Yeller?
Old Yeller as well.
I know one thing. That old dog better not come around here while I got me a gun in my hands.
That's a little foreshadowing because you know, once he got rabies and everything at the end, he was the one who had to put down Old Yeller. Yeah. And did you cry when Old Yeller died? I sure did.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Stripes. Yes, Tommy Kirk, born on this day, 1941. Another actor, child actor, who worked with the dog was Lassie. Tommy Reddick played Jeff Miller.
Episode where they had to put Lassie down? Oh, that was rough.
I don't.
Because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Yeah, in 1950, it sounds like TV Teen Time almost.
Starring Tommy Reddick as Jeff Miller.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is.
Sure it is. And that was about 1954, the first version of Lassie TV show came out. The movie had come out prior, but the TV show, and then it was Jeff Miller. I don't really remember watching that one. The one I remember was Timmy.
Right.
And that would be later. Tommy Reddick, born on this day, 1914. Michael Clark Duncan was a fine actor that we lost too young.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us! You are not paralyzed!
I am so paralyzed!
No!
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
He was the crew chief for Ricky Bobby. He had to try to keep Ricky Bobby, and then he was paralyzed, and he put the knife into his leg. And
I am so paralyzed, yes. Talladega Nights there. Michael Clark Duncan, of course, he was very good in The Green Mile, The Scorpion King, some others. Was it cancer? Something took him way too early. He was born on this day, 1957. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff came up short on...
I pretend that I'm glad you went away.
Kevin Sharp.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Had a couple of fine songs.
Produced by David Foster.
He's a great producer.
Who's that?
Yeah. And we'll have to talk later.
You throw out a lot of names that us lay people don't know.
It's a big time.
Yeah.
So well, Kevin Sharp, 1970, on this date. And then, here's one more.
One more thing, JJ. Just one more thing. If anybody comes around interested, like the police or the insurance company, that is going to be the story that you tell them, right?
Hey, but sweets, that ain't right. I mean, you're putting words in my mouth.
Well, JJ, let me tell you something. It's either that or knuckles.
Sweet Daddy Williams. He was the loan shark and the guy who was running the projects.
Right.
There in Chicago, and he'd run into the Evans family, and JJ would borrow money and get in trouble with him a few times.
Right.
And they had to work themselves out of a jam. And he was in a lot of shows. That's the actor Theodore Wilson, 1943. And then one more here. I don't know how one half of Chad and Jeremy didn't make the list from your staff.
Well, it should have,
probably. Because it's Chad and Jeremy. Chad Stewart of Chad and Jeremy, 1941. Now they're all gone
but not forgotten.
Ever work with Chad and Jeremy, Jeff?
No, sir.
No. But they were a nice duo.
Yeah, well, they were right at the same time as Peter and Gordon.
Yes, Peter and Gordon, Chad and Jeremy, very, very similar indeed. Let's do the quiz for the tickets here. The Diamond Rio Rochester Mayo Civic Center on December 19th. The question is, we had Dan Blocker.
Yes, we did.
Haas, Dan Blocker, born this day, 1928. Haas from Bonanza. I said that don't leave something out when Haas is around.
Right.
Haas will eat them.
Won't last.
They won't last. What was that? Or what were they? What are they? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer calls that number. Haas was eating what from Hop Sing's kitchen? What was he eating? Look out. Call right now. So, Jeff, how would you rank that almanac here today?
That was
1 to 10.
Gripping. I was
gripping.
In the edge
it was
of my
gripping.
Seat.
I know you were. You were.
Yeah.
Even though I can't see, it looks like you were.
You nailed it.
Don't fall. I don't want you hurting the other shoulder.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
We don't want that. All right. You get to pick the Bobathon kickoff song here.
Who, me?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
How about Love Without End, Amen, George Strait?
Yep.
Runaway Train, Roseanne Cash, or Lord Have Mercy on the Working Man, Travis Tritt?
Well, it's hard to decide because those are all great ones, but you can't beat King George.
Here we go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI.